Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and praise the Lord. Well, it's here, the new year. And I hope you have stepped into it, glory be to God, with a shout, hallelujah. Hey, with a Shabbat praise, glory be to God. I tell you, ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. Oh, wait. I tell you, this year has started off with a blast. Yes, it has. And I am so blessed to be here with you on Lisa Marie's Brides, Bubbly, and Brunch. And I hope that you're overflowing with the joy of the Lord. Amen. That your cup is full, it's overflowing. And I am excited about the declaration of 5778. This is the first declaration, the first message of the new year. And I want to welcome you and thank you for being here on Stars of Heaven Network. And I tell you what a blessing it is to come to you with this declaration. And I'm so excited about it. I tell you, this year is truly started with a blast, a blast with the shofar, and truly that is echoing in my ear. It's resounding in the earth realm, and I tell you, the new dominion is happening now, and we'll be holding it. Yes, we'll be holding it as it we see it unfold and manifest on the world stage, and I hope in your life, amen. According to your faith, amen, according to his recompense and his reward, hallelujah. And I tell you, I'm so excited because I had a beautiful birthday weekend. I want to thank all of you who have wished me happy birthday and prayed for me. Blessings and peace to you. May God multiply it. I send it back to you 100-fold. Yes, I decree and declare peace upon you. Amen. And I tell you, this morning I was just in a up. Raw, and I was praising the Lord and blessing some things and cursing some things as we should, amen. And I tell you, cursing some things is needed, is necessary. Jesus did it. He cursed the fig tree, amen. And that's the covenant, the promise, covenant of his promise. He said, "Who you bless, I'll bless. Who you curse, I'll curse." And so I hope today that you are in covenant, right covenant. And this is why I am so excited about this message, and I'm going to get it. I hope I get it all in on today, because it's a lot that he's speaking, and he spoke to me and given me this first declaration of he who. And I'll tell you, when he gave me that, it was like, wow, God, he who. And he said yes, and he wanted me to speak on him, and which is why I'm here. Glory be to God. And I tell you, what I'm really seeing is that people really don't want the truth in the living God. They really don't want Jesus. And if they have him, they're trying to do something else with him, which brings about the Antichrist. And I tell you, we need to know in whom we have believed on today. We need to know our Redeemer living. We need to know him in the pardon our sins. We need to know him as our personal Lord and Savior. And I tell you, I'm excited about that today, because this really is a twofold message. He who, and also digging new wells, glory be to God. And I'm excited about what he's saying to me. And excited about me being able to share with you here on Brides, Bubbly, and Brunch. And I'm coming on a little bit later than I wanted to in the afternoon. I usually try to bring Brides, Bubbly, and Brunch to you like at about 12:30, between 12:30 and like 2-3 o'clock. But I'm here. Glory be to God. And you are here. So praise the Lord. And let's dig in. Hallelujah. Let's feast upon the angel's food. The manna of the Lord is prepared for us today. And I'm excited about your new life. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing, what he's showing me, what he's revealing, what he's unveiling. And he is Lord. Yes, he is Lord. And I'm beholding new heavens. I'm beholding a new earth. And it's a new thing. Yes, it is a new thing. And the word of the Lord that I'm going to preach and declare and teach to you today is going to bring confirmation of that. Amen. I decree and declare, as the word says, that his word will not return unto him void, but it will prosper until he sends it, where until he sends it. And I'm still blessing the Lord for the 9/22/66 factor, which is my birthday. I tell you, since I've really been praying about my birthday and decreeing, declaring in the earth realm, as well as my name, my blessed name, because the word of God says it's better a blessed name is better than choice silver. Amen. If you have a blessed name, you're good. You're golden, you know. And I was just sharing that with my daughter. You know, it's about who we are, not what you have and what you're doing. Because if you are not who you're supposed to be, then that's just sad. That's just sad. So if not, it's okay. Not to condemn you, not to judge you. I'm here to help you be and become who you are supposed to be by way of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. By way of declaring his holy word to you. And I'm really excited about this message, He Who, because when the preacher in me declared it to me, I asked the Lord to just anoint me to preach it the way he gave it to me, because it's really a word that you need to understand as we come into this new year, since we've stepped into it, and it's happening, and at the time it's going to propel us forward, it's going to move us forward, blow us forward, it ushers in, the wind is going to continue to blow, amen, and we have to know where it listed. As he said, you know the wind listed, but you know where it came from, amen, but you know it's there. And he said, so is the children of God. And I'm telling you, I'm excited about the message on Orthodox and how, you know, we just need to watch and pray. We just need to live by faith. And this is why this message is so important, because in Jesus coming, amen, and establishing the kingdom of heaven, and him coming coming and dying, and being buried and being resurrected to ensure our salvation, to ensure we have eternal life, was to let us know that we now have identity, we have place in the earth realm. And even though I'm going to be coming to you from another chapter in John, later in the broadcast I'm going to go to John 4. But I want to start off by sharing with you the foundational scripture of John 5, John 5, the 35th through the 44th verse, because this is what he gave me, and when he said, He Who, I want you to declare my people, He Who are you calling upon, and He Who have you believed. And John, the 5th chapter says, as John the Baptist, glory be to God, John the Apostle, John the Revelator, glory be to God. And I tell you, I'm excited about, I love the book of John, because we see his transformation. We see his elevation, even as he continued to write and gave us the book of Revelation, how great of a witness he was. Amen. He was the forerunner. He came to baptize and prepare the way of his coming, which is what we should be doing in every junction, every area of our life, every day of our life, always preparing the will of the Lord. In fact, he said he would go before us to make the crooked way straight and the rough way smooth. So I'm going to start at the first, at the 35th verse, where he said, He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in the light. But I have greater witness than that of John. These are the words of the Lord. For the works which the Father had given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And he gave me this because he wanted me to expound that, as I shared with you in the introduction, that many who have the Lord are not following on with him. Amen. And many are erred in the faith, and many are really become part of the Antichrist, but even without even knowing it. And that's why the Lord spoke of himself and declaring that he was the burning and the shining light, and that many that followed him were willing for a season to rejoice in the light. And so, you know, as he said, that he wants our fruit to remain, and that's why we see such a great falling away, because many people are not able to endure the cross, amen. Many are not able to fulfill the course, amen, because it's only for a season. Are they willing to rejoice in the light? But he goes on to say that I have greater witness than that of John, which John spoke and cried as a voice in the wilderness, repent the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And he goes on to say that the works which the Father had given him, he had finished. Amen. And that word finish and that word season is really two words that are synonymous with each other, because we only can fulfill the purpose and plan of God in our season, in our timing, in his timing. But Jesus is declaring that he finished the work. Amen. And he said the same works, amen, not a different work, amen, the same works that I do, he said, it bear witness of me, amen. So wherever the Lord went and established the kingdom of heaven, not only did he finish every junction, every station of the cross, he did the same thing in other cities, amen. He goes on to say, it bears witness of him that he is what? The Son of God, that the Father had sent him. Amen. And so the Holy Ghost, Father God, bore witness of him that he had sent him. He goes on to say, and the Father himself, which has sent me, had borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his shape. And so he's saying that those who say that they are of him, amen, and say that they have beheld him, he said that you have never even heard his voice at any time nor seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he had sent him ye believe not. Amen. And that's really something that's really going on right now within the body of Christ, that many people are not able to identify the Lord. They're not able to identify him according to his voice. They're not able to identify him according to his word. And he said, because many have not his word abiding in them. Amen. And they don't even believe those who God has truly sent, because many, as I shared with you in the last broadcast, have been bewitched. Amen. They are going about believing lies. And he said that they believe not. And his next command, to those who were writing to, was search the scriptures. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. Amen. So many, many people who name the Lord Jesus Christ, many of them have not received him by way of witness, by way of experiencing him, by way of the Holy Spirit, because he's been replaced by church, he's been replaced by man. And that's really, really dangerous. Amen. And as he said, these are they that testify of me. They testify about what the Lord is doing, what he's done according to his word, according to his works. Amen. Not just prophecy, but according to what he's doing by way of being the Son of the living God. And I tell you, we really have to be careful, because this is one of the things that he's been showing me, is that people are manifesting things according to their works in lieu of him, but not in light of him. Amen. And those appearances of what appears to be Christ could be just a familiar spirit. Amen. Which the devil and the angels of light and fallen angels can mimic. Amen. Can mimic. So we have to really be careful that when something is manifested, that it's truly being manifested by God himself, amen, by his witness and testimony of not only himself, but of you, amen, because that's one of the things the Lord has done, has always done for me in my witness of him. When I've done the will of the Lord, he would confirm me. Not only confirm me, but he would glorify me and honor me with that favor and with that glory upon my life. Amen. And many people believe that I've touched, that God truly has sent me, because they say, oh, wow, there's no way she should have known that, or could have known that. There's no way that I would have received that if God was not with her. So as our witness, and I want to encourage you today that to let you know that your witness is very important and that God wants to confirm you, amen. And I had to be very careful in people that I connected to because, you know, the enemy will try to get into that, amen, and try to obscure it or try to mock it. But I'm getting ahead of myself because that's going to lead me into something else. So I want to finish reading through the 41st verse. It goes on to say, and they are they which testify of me and will come to me that they may have life and will come to me. Amen. And so we have to remember that Jesus is our source. The Lord is our source. The administration of heaven is our source. The throne of God is our source. His holy chambers is our source. The word is our source. He said, they come to me that they may have what? Life. And unfortunately, many people are substituting and replacing the Lord with other things. Amen. And this is not a judgment. Because I went through this in me understanding how to govern my leadership and never to doubt the God in me and know that he's working through me, he's speaking through me, and by way of the anointing that he's placed in me, and that whatever I need, I go to the source, which is the tree, the word, prayer. He goes on to say that I receive not honor from men. Amen. He don't receive honor from men. I don't receive honor from men. But I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. And so the Lord was speaking to those who say that they had him when they really didn't have him. Amen. Because they were not testifying of him according to what he was doing through them. They were testifying of him based on man and the receiving of man and the name of man. He said, I've come fully in my name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in my name, if another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe? How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that come from God only? And that was a question. Amen. And so the Lord is really saying today that we have to be really careful that we don't replace him. Amen. And I was saying that before I got on air, how many people, I mean, have a children of Israel, didn't want to deal with God one-on-one. They substituted him for Moses. They built the golden calf. And it was never God's intention for us to have to go to man per se for his flesh or source to have life. Jesus was declaring himself as the life giver. Amen. And I'm going to quickly go to John 4 because that's my segue to John 4. Because I really want to get to this before I close this broadcast. And he was saying that in John 4, which is really funny because I'm reading from the Message translation. And the Message translation kind of reads kind of sarcastic. It really does, but it really expounds on what was happening at this time with the Lord. Amen. And one thing about us being spiritual beings, you know, as human beings, as spirit beings, we're designed and created for worship. We are. And you're going to worship something, amen, because our souls and our heart and our spirits long to connect to something that's beyond us because we are finite and he's intimate, I mean, all-powerful, all-knowing. But what I wanted to say is this, because when he gave me this, he was saying that not only if we know him, we should do great exploits, but he was also saying that it is also where he chooses to manifest himself in us. And, of course, as he said, that the kingdom of God is within us. Amen. If any man say, Lord, the kingdom of God is here, the kingdom of God is there, believe him not, for the kingdom of God is within you. But he gave me John 4 because he wanted me to expound on his meeting with the woman at the well. I'm going to quickly go to the fourth chapter the first through the third verse, because when he gave me this, he was saying that in him coming and being birthed into the world, it was in the fulfillment of the Old Testament in every aspect. Amen. And he was saying that his purpose was to fulfill the covenant. And the blessing part about what I love about the Lord is that that salvation was open to the Gentiles. But he knew his purpose. He knew when he came, he said he came only for what? The lost sheep of Israel. And oftentimes the Lord had to rebuke people who came to him, and often he had to say, what do I have to do with thee? Even the apostles had to decree and declare oftentimes, you have no part in this, because people always want to try to join themselves to things and people. Amen. And I understand that, because they really want to have identity. You know, but Jesus came for that very reason, to give us and show us who we are. Amen. All of us who we are, because we all are his children innate, being part of his creation. But the thing that I love about the Message translation and what it says in the first verse is that Jesus, when he went about establishing the kingdom of heaven, that he came to this disjunction where he had realized that the Pharisees, in him and John baptizing, because he, again, him and John was the forerunner, and Jesus being the Messiah, they were, again, manifesting the kingdom of heaven on earth, making disciples of men. And the Lord, because he is the Lord, and he knows all things, realized or knew that the Pharisees were keeping count of the baptism that he and John had performed. And it was actually the disciples who were doing the baptism, not Jesus. But Jesus knew that they were keeping score. They were watching. And not only were they watching, but according to the Message translation, they had posted the score. They were keeping score. They did was they turned what Jesus and John were doing into a rivalry, into a rivalry. And I'm like, wow, God, that is really something. And he said that's what people, religious people would do, people who know that they're antiquated, people who know that they have no power. They turn them into, they'll bring division, they'll bring strife. Many are schisms, but the word of God said, mark those that cause division. And he said that they turned what the baptism into a rivalry in the eyes of the people. In the eyes of the people. And I say, wow, Lord, that's really amazing that they did that, because he was saying that they did that because, first and foremost, they had no power in and of themselves. They needed man. They needed people to use to bring that division, amen, to bring that divide, to bring that strife. And he said that's why it's really dangerous to look to man and look for applause and look for and have an audience if that audience is not truly following Christ. And so that's not the message, but I really want to just expound on that, because it really shows that as leaders, as pioneers, as an apostolic people, as we establish the kingdom of heaven, that you're going to have people, such as the Pharisees, who will watch what you're doing, and try to turn and bring division, amen, and cause strife, and use other people to divide you. But it goes on to say, then when Jesus saw this, he left Judea, the countryside, and went back to Galilee. And he had to go back to Galilee because it represents the place of fulfillment of the old covenant, and what's really necessary to go back to establish what? The new. He had to pass through Samaria because this was significant in establishing the New Testament. Amen. And of him being the Son of the Living God. And it goes on to say that he stopped by, that he came by Sychar, a Samaritan village that bordered in the field Jacob had given to his son, Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, worn out by the trip, sat down at the well, and it was what? Noon. Now, the thing that he really expounded with me upon it by being noon, because noon represents a new day. Noonday represents represents the cuff of a new day. The afternoon represents a breaking. But he goes on to say that that this was the northern half of the former United Israel. Amen. He said this was the northern half of the formerly United Israel, and the reason for him going back was to reconnect, amen, to reestablish a new covenant. Now, today, that's no longer there. If, you know, if you read about where it's at now, it's not there. It's really, you know, it's someplace. Well, it's still there, but it was renamed. And I'm not trying to get into the genealogy of the well, but I wanted to just share with you what he was saying to me about how it's really, really important for us to understand why he had to meet her there. He said one was because him speaking to the woman of Samaria represented a new covenant. Because he was not supposed to be really speaking to her, amen. And he said the reason why he had to meet her there at the well was to represent the breaking of traditions, amen, and of taboo cultures, amen, and culture taboos. Because, again, people had a lot of rules and regulations of what you were supposed to do and what not to do. But he came to break that. He came to break that, and he did that at the well because the well represented water and living water. And the thing that I so love about this passage of Scripture and him speaking to the Samaritan woman and his exchange with her regarding drawing water from that well and worship. Amen. And as we know, the Word of God says that those that worship him was worship him what? In spirit and in truth. And for the sake of time, I'm going to go down to the 16th verse, because the 16th verse was really the kicker. Amen. When he met her and you know, she asked for drink, and he responded to her and asked, "Why are you speaking to me?" And he was saying, "If you knew who asked, you would give me drink." And that whole exchange that he was having with her was to let her know that he was establishing a new covenant, amen, and that what she had formerly known about the well, even in the position that he met her in and where he met her in, that this is not it. Amen. This is not it. So to get caught up in geographical locations, which is important in establishing the kingdom of heaven, only if he has gone before us. Amen. Only if he has already anointed that place and has caused his spirit to be there. Amen. But verse 16 was the kicker, because in her acknowledging who he was, in him saying that if you give me drink, you'll never thirst again. If you knew who asked you to give drink, that if you drink of this water that he was offering her, which was eternal, which was spiritual, and saying to her that she would never be thirsty again, her believing that, amen, still not knowing that he's the Christ, wanted to receive of those waters. And the thing that I love about verse 16, when she asked of the water, he returned and gave her command and said, "Go and call your husband." and then come back. Amen. And then come back. And when he gave me verse 16, he said that was a pivotal point where I now was declaring to her, since you have acknowledged me as since you asked me for drink, and because she still didn't know who he was, how he allowed her to know that she was not in right covenant. Hallelujah. She was not in right covenant. And when he said to her, go call your husband and then come back. Amen. So he didn't even give her the water. He gave her a command to go call her husband and then come back. And, of course, she replied and said, I have no husband. And he acknowledged, you're right, you have no husband. You have five. And the one you have is not yours. And this is what he was saying to me about how many people have are not in right covenant, amen. And that's what he spoke to me and said, that many people in this hour, he's calling them to cut, amen, cut ties, as he was saying, to divorce some things that you know are not of him. People that you have covenant with, people you have relationship with, people who you've made idols. He said, cut those ties, then come back. Amen. So in this new dispensation, in this new realm, in this new dominion, God is having us to look at the things and the people that we have covenanted with, we have contracted with, that does not represent him. Amen. And as he said in verse 16 to her, then come back so she could receive. Amen. And it's real dangerous when, again, you substitute the Lord for something or someone that's not of him. Amen. And you're drinking from cups. Amen. Or you're eating from tables that he's not spread. He's not prepared. Amen. And so he goes on to say that you spoke right. Amen. Verse 21 to 23 says, that believe me, woman, the time is coming when you Samaritans will worship the Father, neither here at this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worshiping, guessing in the dark. We Jews worship in clear light of day. God's way of salvation is made available through the Jews, but the time is coming. It has, in fact, come. When what you have called will not matter, and where you go to worship will not matter. And we're seeing these in the last days. These are the last days, and wherever we can call upon God at, we need to call upon him. He said we're to lift up holy hands everywhere without Ralph and doubting. Amen. But he was sharing with me that the purpose of him giving me John, the fourth chapter, was signifying in this new year that he is coming in a new way. Amen. He's manifested himself in the new according to his will, according to his disposition of grace, according to his power. But he's the same God. And that's why it's important for us to make sure that we continue to commune with him by his word, amen, by the blood of Jesus, by confessing our sins, amen. He goes on to say that God is sheer. He's sheer. You can see through him. You can easily behold him. He's sheer being himself because he's spirit. He says that those who worship him must do it out of their very being, their spirits, their true self in adoration. That means in praise. Hallelujah. Praise him and worship him for who he truly is, because you really have an experience with him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I tell you, the verse 25 says, the woman said, I don't know about that. I do know that the Messiah is coming. When he arrives, we'll get the whole story. Again, she still didn't get it. And he says, I am he, said Jesus. You don't have to wait any longer or look any further. Amen. So I tell you, at the close of this broadcast, I really want to admonish you to know that if you have the Lord, you don't need to look any further. Amen. The thing is, you have to grow in him. Once the seed of the Holy Spirit has been placed in you, once the seed of his word has been placed in you, you have to make sure and be careful. Hallelujah. Be careful who you allow to water those seeds. Amen. And if there are some seeds that have been planted, or some trees that's been planted in your heart, in your mind about God, and it's not Him, or it longer fits His presence, His purpose, who He is now in your life as a result of you growing in the knowledge of Him by grace, it must be uprooted. It has to be uprooted. And so Jesus declared Himself to this woman that I am He. Amen. And as I often say, if people can't discern you, amen, God will reveal who you are to them. Amen. Let me say that again. If people can't discern you, God will reveal to them who you are. Amen. And that's by design, because not everybody that said, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, and not everybody that's seeking for the Lord is seeking for Him for the right reason. Many people are just following the Lord for the fishes and the loaves. Amen. Many people will be attracted to you or want to be around you because of what your positioning, want to be a part of what you have because of your influence. Amen. And so we have to really be careful that that we are really get the whole story, as the woman said. Amen. But I tell you, she was convinced. She was fully persuaded that He was the Lord, amen. And she wouldn't tell everybody, amen. And that's what people would do, and that's what people have done with me, amen. After my witness, after the Lord gave them a sign that He was, He could see them and He knew them through my gifting, through my anointing, how they wouldn't tell people, amen. And so I'm blessed and praising God today for this first day. The first message of this new year, amen, and you knowing who He is, amen. As the Word of God says, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will lead and guide you into all truth. And that's my declaration for you today, that you will be led and guided into all truth. Amen. I decree and declare that God will send people in your path, in your life, amen, as you stay connected to the body of Christ, amen, that you will know those that labor among you, amen. I decree and declare that the mountains of God, amen, every place, hallelujah, that He's caused your feet to tread upon will speak of His glory, and that the manifestation, hallelujah, the revelation of who He is, His presence will be manifested in your life and the life of others, amen. Those who are sick, those who are the shut-in, those who are lost, just simply your neighbor, amen, your neighbor, amen. So I'm praising God for you today. I thank and praise God that you've joined me for the broadcast. I'm definitely going to upload this to my Facebook and my Twitter feed. I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon, the rest of your evening. And I'll certainly be back this week with more messages and wrapping up this month's offering, celebrating you and your birth. Peace, blessings, and much love.